This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking, or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great. But it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going. Whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby, Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.
You're listening to KCBS In-Depth.
Really, in order to find quality care, you often have to be on a wait list that's months long.
The people, places, and issues the Bay Area's talking about.
The aggressive advocates who were looking to overrule Roe for so long, they really had no idea of the consequences they might be opening up.
In this case, there very well may be charges that are appropriate. For example, trying to obstruct an official proceeding of Congress, right? That is unlawful.
This is KCBS In-Depth.
I'm Dennis Foley. The nation's Attorney General Pam Bondi and the nation's Interior Secretary Doug Burgum made a visit to the Bay Area this past week to tour the facilities at Alcatraz. White House Press Secretary Caroline Levitt told reporters what the Strip was all about.
This was an idea of the president. He spoke about it in May, and he directed his administration to review a reopening plan for Alcatraz if it is possible.
Which has been an important note for critics of the plan. We'll hear from them later on. Levitt also explained if the prison on the island is reopened, who would likely be sent there.
The worst of the worst criminals in this country, both American criminals who convict heinous crimes, but also illegal alien criminals before deportation as well.
KCBS's Mike DeWald has more about the day's events.
No public statement or announcement from Attorney General Pam Bondi or Interior Secretary Doug Burgum after the roughly hour-long walkthrough that included meeting with Park Police at Alcatraz and directing staff to collaborate on the necessary planning to rehabilitate the facility. Burgum also touring the Presidio, seemingly without Bondi. In a statement, the Presidio Land Trust says it's, quote, normal practice for the secretary to get to know the parks through these kinds of visits. Meanwhile, the DOJ says it's demanding California counties provide information about non-citizens currently incarcerated and when they'll be released, and says it will subpoena the information if it doesn't get it. In a statement, San Francisco Sheriff Paul Miyamoto says his office will respond to requests as required by law, but says the federal government already knows the identity of everyone in San Francisco's jails. He says the sheriff's office won't act as, quote, an arm of immigration enforcement. Mike DeWald, KCBS.
Along with Bondi and Burgum was Fox News, which was given exclusive access to join the government officials on the tour. It reports that the trip was a fact-finding mission, not an official announcement that Alcatraz would be turned back into a prison. Fox News correspondent David Spunt said the officials and the president see the island as a potential symbol of law and order, and that the name itself still carries a reputation. In the report, Bondi described Alcatraz as a terrific facility, but needing a lot of work. She also noted its track record of being unescapable. As for what's next, Fox News says Bondi and Burgum will report back to the president with what they saw during the trip and then decide what to do next. Currently, the island is a popular tourist destination. KCBS's Matt Bigler spoke with people involved in that business.
The people who work on and around Alcatraz are not keen on President Trump's plans to reopen the island as a federal prison.
Not a good idea. Just cost too much money.
Gary Ciccarelli is a volunteer gardener on Alcatraz. He says the national park makes money from the 1.6 million tourists who visit the island every year.
This is probably one of the biggest attractions for the city. So it would hurt the city income.
That's an estimated $60 million annually, much of that from ferry tickets.
I'm a deckhand on the ferries to transport the patrons to the island.
Cecil Brown tells me he's hoping the government will ultimately see that reopening the Rock as a maximum security prison just doesn't make sense.
Not only does it bring dollars to the economy, but it keeps the working people within a physical experience to have a job and support their families. It's a tourist attraction, and for what it's worth, I'm currently working here as a tourist bringing people to the Bay Area by way of the City Experience cruises.
At the Alcatraz Ferry Landing, Matt Bigler, KCBS.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking, or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great. But it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going. Whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby, Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.
Among those who don't like the idea of reopening Alcatraz as a prison is House Speaker Emerita Nancy Pelosi. She spoke Thursday with KCBS's Eric Thomas and Margie Schaefer.
What do we know about this visit today by Attorney General Bondi and the Interior Secretary Burgum?
Well, we don't know that much because they've been doing this very secretively, but we do know that they will be there to implement or to proceed with stiff competition, one of the worst, most stupid ideas of this administration. I wouldn't even call it an idea. It's an ocean. It's a notion. And it's really in defiance of the act of Congress is what Alcatraz has become. as part of the Golden Gate National Recreation Area. It's a source of income to the National Park Service, the Department of Interior, because tourists like to go there. But it is also a diversionary tactic. This president and his Republicans in Congress have cut trillions of dollars, adding trillions of dollars to the national debt by taking millions of health care away from millions of people, food, SNAP, from billions of hundreds of billions of dollars of food, and then they say they can afford the luxury, the notion of turning this from a national park to a penitentiary on the basis of a movie that president saw like decades ago.
So you're referring to the Clint Eastwood film. But it is said that this could be a symbol for law and order. How do you respond to that?
Symbol of law and order would be for this administration to act in an ethical way, whether it's what they're doing. I mean, go into that. I don't want to divert attention from the fact that this is cruel. The cruelty of food out of the mouths of babies and health care away from people. And then we mentioned earlier high-speed rail. This is about jobs. It's about clean air. It's about quality of life for people. It's about the future. It's what other countries understand very clearly. But the president says, we don't need that. Just drive to L.A. Just drive to L.A. Well, yeah, well, some people do that, and if they have the time to do it, that's fine. We want to use their time better so people can live farther from where they work because it's too expensive to live where they work. So it's a housing issue, as whether it's transportation, a clean air, quality of life, getting people out of their cars for hours and hours instead of getting them to their destination faster. So all of anything that has any common sense to it is nonsensical to them, and we will fight them right down the line on this because it will take acts of Congress to accomplish what they want to do. To overturn environmental standards that go with the national park and the rest, on a whim from a president who, I don't know if he's ever even been to Alcatraz, but I don't know. Maybe they think of it as a future Elba Island. I just don't know what this is about.
Talk about the infrastructure there that would have to be improved or even built to bring this to fruition.
Yeah, it's like 60 years it was closed because the running of it was too expensive. The billions of dollars it will take to turn. Have you been there? I mean, have you been there lately?
Oh, yes.
This is not a place that is ready and suitable to be a prison. It's a relic. It's not a foundation for a prison coming forward. And it existed in another era. I was telling my staff earlier this morning that when Alcatraz was a prison, the Garden Club of San Francisco helped to garden over there so that the families of the staff, the warden, the guards, and all the rest could have some quality of life. This place has gone downhill from there to even be anything about quality of life for families working to house the prisoners. So again, it's why it's a diversionary. We're talking about this instead of talking about hundreds of billions of dollars from SNAP. And now you mentioned earlier in your cast about what they're doing to foreign assistance. It's so much the World Health Organization, viruses, and they have no boundaries. When we invest in other places, we're investing in our own security, in our own interest, and our own good health. But they don't seem to see it that way. I don't know why. You'd have to ask them why they don't understand that. And for the fearful cowardice of the Congress of the United States to support this rescission is saying we don't count. The Constitution says we have the right to appropriate funds, but if the president decides that he wants to say we can't do any of this assistance to other countries, this isn't assistance, this is collaboration. This is in our interest to do. So again, we have a fight on our hands, and we fully intend to win the next election, a year and a half, win the House, hopefully the Senate, but I can speak with some authority on the House. we will definitely win. Hakeem Jeffries will be speaker, and we can cancel these cuts. They're inhumane, they're cruel, they're stupid, and they have no basis for what is your justification for this?
They're
is this
still
in the interest of good health? No.
There's still a lot of time between now and the midterms. You got a Supreme Court that keeps ruling in Trump's favor. And given the polarization, what do you see as the most significant challenges to effective governance when, the Congress is divided? What strategies do you believe would be effective in bridging a divided Congress?
You're right. There is time between now and the next election. But we do believe that in preparation for the next election, we want people to know what is at stake in their lives with this cowardice Congress. You know, they're just so afraid of Trump, they vote for anything, any notion that he mongers. But in any case, here's the thing, and thank you for that question. In a question, we are in litigation. We're in legislation showing, putting forth legislation, which they will probably oppose, but we want the public to know what they have rejected. And in terms of mobilization, outside communication, all of this, President Lincoln said public sentiment is everything. With it, you can accomplish almost anything. Without it, practically nothing. But for public sentiment to prevail, people have to know. So again, they're giving us grist for the mill. We want to make sure people know what that grist is in terms of their lives, their health, their safety, the education of their children, the air our children breathe, the economic security that we want for families in our country, and how their policies are contrary to all of that.
There's a theory floating out there that this whole Alcatraz business is to draw attention away from the whole Epstein files controversy that's dogging the Trump administration. What are your thoughts about that?
Well, I think it's a diversionary tactic, period, whether it's from their cruel cuts in food and health care wouldn't it be better if they came and said, we want to invest this money in education? I said this on the floor yesterday, nothing brings more money to the Treasury than investment in education, early childhood, K-12, higher education, postgrad, and lifetime learning for our workers. Nothing brings more money. And what are they doing? Saying this is a cost. No, it's not a cost. It's an investment. You going to Alcatraz, that's a cost. So, yes, it's a diversionary tactic from a lot of their things, and including the fact that they're under fire from their own base on their hypocrisy and their inconsistency Epstein.
So,
however he says his name.
We've got this issue with Alcatraz. We've got a federal building with your name on it on 7th Street. They're looking to sell that. Why San Francisco? Why California? But why San Francisco in particular? Why is the target on San Francisco's back?
Well, it's on our back, but it's on the back of rural America, what they're doing with NPR. That really hurts rural America. What they did with health care will close rural hospitals. I mean, everybody, they're getting is having a bite of a very mean apple on this. In San Francisco, you know, as far as I'm concerned, it's important to have a federal building, to have those services available for our people here. And it's important. Right? It's not urgent. What's urgent is health care and food for children and education for children and families. So we will not be diverted from our fight for families' kitchen table needs by their going after the Presidio and the Presidio. When I wrote that was my bill. When we did that bill, we knew we would be under fire from people who were opposed to such an idea, public-private partnership. So we wrote that so tightly, and that's what they found out. They really can't invade that. So now they spend their attention on Alcatraz. I mean, really, Alcatraz, billions of dollars for education, high-speed rail, and food for children. Instead, they want to, for the worst, meanest, worst criminals in the country. I think that's they're saying to San Francisco, the Bay Area, California, we're not sending you a bouquet of flowers. We're sending you the worst prisoners. But I don't think it'll ever happen. I think they're wasting their time, and it's so sad to see. But of course, they have one of the least competent cabinets ever, so you'll see them again, whether it's from fear or ignorance, agreeing what the president has to say.
Do you think it's personal, or do you think it's just progressive values that are under attack?
I think it's both. I mean, I was probably one of the most effective, tear up your speech, kind of person that he had to deal with. But I think it's more progressive values as well, because I'm a person of progressive values. But that's not spent too much time on that or me or this. That's just say, I mean, look, when he was president before, he had a stinking lousy tax scam that gave 83% of the benefits to the richest people in America, the top 1%, and added near $2 trillion to the national debt. He comes back in and does it again. And what do the Republicans do? Just vote for it. But in order to pretend he's paying for it, he's taking food out of them, trillions of dollars, added to the national debt, nearly $4 trillion this time. So let's keep our eye on the ball of what is happening to our country. Of course, we're concerned of the impact on our community, but this is part of a much bigger scheme to put money in the pockets of the richest people at the expense of working families in our country. And again, I've gone to Congress for the children. And for the children, we want them to have nutrition and education and their families to have economic security, and want them to be in an environment that is safe for them, including from gun violence. And we want the world to be stable so that they can thrive and reach their aspirations. Instead, how could he take us away from the World Health Organization? So again, we are concerned about our local issues, and why is he doing this or that? It's the name, federal building, we need the federal building there. We'd have to rent space, and they'll find that out. But if we didn't have that federal building there, they want to take my name off of it, take it off. What do I care? What I do care is that it's taking food out of the mouths of babies, and that, and housing, health care, all the rest of it. And I view housing as a health care issue as well.
That's House Speaker Emerita Nancy Pelosi speaking with KCBS's Eric Thomas and Margie Schaefer. So what does this all mean? What happens next? KCBS insider Phil Matier breaks it down, first with KCBS's Steve Scott. The first question, is the president serious about this idea?
Well, he's serious about it, or he may be serious about it, and his administration is certainly going through the motions. But the real question is whether Congress will go along with it, and whether or not just the practicality will win out at the end. There's no doubt that he's sent his head of the Attorney General and the Interior Department to take a look at the ROC and reappraise it. And they naturally came away saying, yeah, it'd be a great idea to turn it into a prison for the maximum bad guys and gals. But the reality is that it would take an act of Congress to get it out of the national landmark status that it has right now, an historical landmark and park service, and get it into the prison service. And that's going to require some heavy lifting. And I'm not sure that if in, 6 months or a year, when it actually comes up, people are going to be in the mood for it, given everything else that's going on in the world.
Heavy lifting and some heavy coin. I don't know how much all this would cost. I've heard estimates in the billions of dollars. Where would that money come from?
You and me. And if you want to talk about money, yeah, they're talking about, initial estimates are anywhere between $200 and $300 plus million dollars. But you and I know that once things happen like this start to happen, the estimates grow and the delays grow. And whoops, things were found to be different. That place has no sewage. The sewage, when it was a prison, went into the bay. You're not going to allow that anymore. That can't happen. It has no water. The water had to be shipped in. The food had to be shipped in. But, you know, it's an interesting point that people that are criticizing the president and raising questions about whether this is for real or just a publicity stunt for him to poke an eye in California once again, is that initially Alcatraz was set up largely as a PR by the federal government. J. Edgar Hoover and the Justice Department, it was back in the 1930s, it was the era of Al Capone, of Machine Gun Kelly, of John Dillinger. They wanted to make a statement of putting the baddest of the bads in a maximum security prison that was away on an island, and they chose Alcatraz to do it. And it didn't work then. After 30 years, it had to close down because it cost three times as much to take care of the prisoners there as in the rest of the federal system, and the place was falling apart. Now we're going to see the idea of bringing it back for the same reason, so that the president can make a statement.
You know, our Matt Bigler has been reporting today on a serious note that this could really hurt the city's economy. I mean, the ferries that run out there, or people grabbing a bite to eat along the water before they hop on the ferry. This could hurt.
They estimate it brings in about, there's about 1.2 million visitors a year. They bring in about $60 million a year. Okay, so that's some real money, and that's also a reason to go to San Francisco. Now, what we haven't heard from the feds is that they would stop the tours. So, I mean, Donald Trump, if nothing else, is a showman. So don't be surprised if his plan doesn't include, well, we're going to put the baddest of the bad out there, and you can still tour it as well.
Former San Francisco Mayor Willie Brown also has some thoughts about the idea of reopening Alcatraz as a prison. He talked about it with KCBS's Eric Thomas, Margie Schaefer, and KCBS insider Phil Mateer.
Mayor, you were here when Alcatraz was still operating as a prison, closed in 1963. What do you remember about all the costs that went into operating that joint?
Well, at that time, we were concerned about cost as a nation. Frankly, we're no longer concerned about that, as long as we can put some immigrants in it who are here illegally. We've got a great budget with ICE this time. It's greater, as a matter of fact, in growth than almost any other budget except the military itself. So you got to understand that if this administration decides to do something like reopening Alcatraz, they will do it.
It's so provocative. You think they'll really do it? It makes no sense. We hear all the stats. It costs three times the amount.
I'm not sure it's provocative so much as it's like you said, it's ridiculous. I mean,
hold on, Phil.
What?
He has got to have something to cover up what you might read in the Wall Street Journal. That's the problem.
Are you saying this is an Epstein cover-up attempt?
Well, I'm just
or
telling
diversion?
You what the options are. You know, I don't want to have, I don't want to be picked up.
Wait, so you don't want to be picked up by ICE, or you don't want to be picked up in the Epstein files?
So you really think it's a diversion?
In both, you know?
A diversion. This is a diversion?
No. The guy's smart. He really is very smart. And by the way, he now says he's going to release whatever is there. Just think, if there's nothing there, all this time, we Democrats have bit the hook. We're in the process of saying maybe he's concealing something. And the Wall Street Journal is looking forward to being sued by him for relating to the business of Epstein. I mean, it's amazing how clever this guy really can be.
I'm not sure if he's all that clever, but he is a showman. Okay, and when the boss is a showman, everybody else has got to get the props ready. So, yes, the Secretary of the Interior was here. The Secretary of the Attorney General was here. And it happened to be the same day that he's also dealing with this entire Epstein. I don't even know what that is. That's like, you know, one person likened it to Geraldo Rivera's vault. Everybody's saying, what's in there? Or Al Capone's vault. Remember that when he opened it up and there wasn't anything there? But it's classic Washington stuff where you have something in a box, or the box is sealed, and everybody conjectures about what's in the box, and nobody really knows.
And you wait around 25 or 30 years later to open the box.
I want to know if you're in it. Are you on the Epstein files? Well, I know you were on the Trump plane.
There's always
he's a lawyer. He doesn't have to answer that question.
There's always that possibility. He said 1963, and I was around in 63.
Isn't this interesting though about Epstein? The Wall Street Journal got Rupert Murdoch. These are Republicans on Republicans here.
Yes, but it's one of those things where if you once you start saying put attention on this, then everybody gets on board. And yes, the Wall Street Journal apparently has a birthday card from Donald Trump to Epstein, which is sort of revealing or questionable, and they are publishing it. And Trump didn't want him to publish it, and he's threatening him and all that. And yes, we're getting Republicans on Republicans because there's no stop to summer madness, whether it's an Alcatraz
or that
Epstein.
Will end shortly. All of that will end shortly. They're going to move on, and we're going to be standing there still discussing yesterday.
Yeah, as long as it's 1963, we can live with it, huh?
That's former San Francisco Mayor Willie Brown speaking with KCBS insider Phil Mateer and KCBS's Eric Thomas and Margie Schaefer. As the story continues to develop, stay with the Bay Area's news station, KCBS, to know the latest, whether Alcatraz is reopened as a prison and the steps to make that happen or not. For everyone here at KCBS, I'm Dennis Foley. This has been KCBS In Depth.
Listening to KCBS In Depth. Get every episode by subscribing on Apple Podcasts, Stitcher, and other podcast platforms. Visit kcbsradio.com for more news and interviews. We are the Bay Area's news station, KCBS.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking, or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great. But it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going, whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby. Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.
When New Yorkers buy a place with StreetEasy, they have the local expertise they need to stay in the city. When they buy outside the city, they have regrets.
The only way to fix this place would be to move it back to Brooklyn.
When it's time to buy, let StreetEasy connect you with the agent you need to never leave. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. StreetEasy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
game day, or any day. Your fit says it all. Hit up MLBShop.com for the latest jerseys, caps, hoodies, and accessories to keep you in the game all year long. Rep your team, rep your city, rep yourself. Gear up and game on at MLBShop.com, the official online shop of Major League Baseball. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.